The modified Monger screen yields 32 stocks. This week's Sunday screener is inspired by the late Charlie Munger, Warren Buffett's business partner, who once described a dead simple strategy for beating the market. If all you ever did was buy high-quality stocks on the 200-week moving average, you would beat the S&P 500 by a large margin over time. The problem is, few human beings have that kind of discipline. As of Thursday's close, this screen produced the following 32 stocks. To see the criteria applied to create our modified Munger screen, click here. Questions about our Sunday screener? Drop us an email at porterstansberrydirect@gmail.com. Highs and lows each week. We also monitor any stocks in the market making 52-week highs. We do this because any stock on its way to generating 2x, 3x, or 10x returns will spend a lot of time making 52-week highs along the way. Thus, the 52-week high list provides an opportunity to flag these potential high performers before they really break out, with a particular emphasis on lower profile, less widely followed stocks that might have otherwise gone unnoticed. Notable stocks making new 52-week highs last week: ExxonMobil, XOM, Chevron, CVX, Lind, LIN, Verizon Communications, VZ, AT&T, T, the TJX companies, TJX, ConocoPhillips, COP, Pfizer, PFE, Equinix, EQIX, AOG Resources, EOG, SLB, SLB, Kinder Morgan, KMI, Phillips 66, PSX, Valero Energy, VLO, Marathon Petroleum, MPC, Ross Stores, ROST, Air Products and Chemicals, APD, Occidental Petroleum, OXY, DBA Sempra, SRE, Diamondback Energy, FANG, Corteva, CTVA, Targa Resources, TRGP, Electronic Arts, EA, EQT, EQT, presented by Paradigm Press. White House authorizes secret $100 billion fund. There are three tiny contractors poised to scale exponentially off of Trump's most recent national security order, and a legal mandate at the center of it, one that's creating forced demand for a set of highly specialized contractors. Due to geopolitical tensions, the war in Iran, and the trade war with China, this situation is accelerating at an unprecedented rate. And J.D. Vance just revealed that the U.S. government could funnel as much as $100 billion into this private sector initiative. Get the exclusive details right now. Editor's note: keep in mind, we only accept advertising from publishers we know to offer well-researched ideas vetted by a legal team, excellent customer service, and reasonable refund policies. Paradigm Press is one such partner. We do not, however, under any circumstances make any representations about their investment ideas or strategies, nor will we warrant them as equal to our own. We do recognize that the markets are tempestuous and, at times, ideas that we may not endorse prove valuable. We also monitor stocks on the 52-week low list. In many cases, the names on this list are there for good reason. The market is often correctly pricing in their weak fundamentals. However, once in a while, a great business with excellent long-term prospects finds itself on this list due to a temporary setback. This can create the rare opportunity to buy top-shelf merchandise at bargain basement prices. Notable stocks making new 52-week lows last week: Visa, V, The Home Depot, HD, Abbott Laboratories, ABT, Stryker, SYK, Progressive, PGR, Adobe, ADBE, Mercado Libre, AMI, American Tower, AMT, Nike, NKE, Cintas, CTAS, DoorDash, DASH, TransDigm Group, TDG, Trip.com Group, TCOM, Crown Castle, CCI, Copart, CPRT, Otis Worldwide, OTIS, Fiserv, FISV, Cognizant Technology Solutions, CTSH, VICI Properties, VICI, Fidelity National Information Services, FIS, Avalon Bay Communities, AVB, Lenner, LEN, Brown & Brown, BRO, Porter & Company. Stevenson, Maryland.